Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Praise of our saints.
Woo! I am in awe. I'm so full right now. Whoa. did the women's choir rock the house or what? My God. I was just like, what? What is that? Thank you, Ryan Ballard and Nia Hill, for putting that together. Let's thank you for putting that together. Oh my God. Woo! Yes, he's excellent. Listen, I only have a few minutes to share with you, and that's okay. If you can turn in your word to Exodus, the 3rd chapter. So we're here for Father's Day. What an amazing occasion. Fathers are a bit overlooked, and there are many reasons why for that. We always tend to, you know, acquiesce to the mother, you know, the mothers, and say, oh, you know, this is Mother's Day, we want to do a lot. And many of the reasons why the fathers are not acknowledged as much is because many men have not risen to that role, you know? We have so many situations where the father was not in the home, or the father was just not present at all, or a limited presence. But I'm thankful for these fathers. I saw these fathers up here today, these amazing men here that are stepping into their role as a father. Come on, yeah, go ahead and thank Alva for that. We see in our society, you know, that sometimes it goes the other way. But I wanna acknowledge what I'm seeing today. And, you know, I just believe that things can turn around. I remember Mother's Day. I was telling you all that in the Hebrew, it was the Aleph and the Mem were the letters. The Aleph in the ancient Hebrew pictogram was an ox. And the Mem signified water. And the mother's role was, she was the strong water. But you're like, strong water, what is that? Well, when you go back to even the deeper meaning of that, they would take animal skins and they would boil them in water until the fat fell off of them. And they would use that, that liquid to glue things together. So you could say that the mother is the glue, the strong water that holds the family together. Well, father is also represented in the Hebrew alphabet. It would be the Aleph and the Bet, the A and the B. The Aleph pictogram was that still of an ox, so they both were oxes. Oxen. It showed, it demonstrated the strength. But the women being the Mem, the water, the strong water, the B, the Bet in the ancient Hebrew pictogram was the tent or the house. And it showed the house from a downward position, so it showed like the foundation, the house sitting on a foundation. So the men are representative of the foundation of the house. So you got the foundation, and then you got the glue, right? Now this is the thing. Your family has to have a strong foundation. And that foundation is found in Yahweh. The man is the one who represents the foundation, right? So if you want a strong foundation, you have to have your foundation in Yahweh for the family. The reasons why many of our generations are failing, because the foundation is failing. Amen. And the foundation is failing because the men aren't being the foundations that they were called to be. That's what Father is, the foundation, the A-B. And that's where we get the root word, Abba, Father. You have to step into that. And listen, you know, it's hard because we have women who are trying to be the glue and the foundation. Now, you know, it's hard to provide a foundation when you, the glue ladies, you're looking for a foundation. It's hard to glue something together and you ain't got nothing to stick it to. So this is how things work out. This is the order. This is the divine order of things. Fathers, you gotta be the foundation so that you can work along with the mother and they have something to glue everything to. They're supposed to be able to glue to the foundation, but now we got mothers making foundations out of glue. I gotta give it up to you mothers who have had to do it without the fathers. You glued that thing together. Easy. It would have been easier if you had something to glue to. But I praise you, mothers, that when you didn't, I know there's women who say, well, I didn't have a father, or I don't have a man in my life. Well, that's okay. You got a God. But to the men, we need the foundation. The men provide that foundation. Because mothers, you can go up to a certain point with your sons and your daughters. And after that point, any mothers know what I'm talking about? You really need that. So you go to your brother, that uncle or whoever, and you be like, okay, I need some help with this dude. Men, our foundations are failing because we're not being the foundations that we're called to. You know, and in this day and age, many men are running away from Yahweh instead of running to him. We need more men to stick with it, be the foundations for their families. And so, hey, I'm thankful. I had a strong foundation in our family. He was a strong foundation. And the thing that my dad used to, he's the one in the family to tell us what we could and couldn't do. You know, and mom would, you know, she reinforced that. And then, you know, there was a dynamic there because, you know, when she couldn't handle stuff, she said, wait till your father. Does anybody know what that means? I've been shaking in my boots for hours. Knowing that he'd come home and he'd say, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do that. It seems like there was just more can't do's. But see, there was a bad word in our house, and you better not say it or you would face the consequences. Why? You bet not say it. Why? So we had to craft a way to say why that would not offend. And so when there was something you said we could do, we wouldn't say why, but we would say, but so-and-so is doing that. Who's done that? But they. And this was his reply as the foundation. I don't care what so-and-so's doing. We're not the Joneses. We're not the Honeycutts. We're not the O'Neills. We're the Washingtons. And the foundation was Washington's. Don't do that. Wow. And he enforced it. Apostle Booker T. Washington was the enforcer. He was the equalizer before there was. And you need that. Because then we begin to start questioning stuff. And there was another bad word in our house. What? When you call, Tom, if you answer, what? What? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Yes. I remember one time he was like, Tom. I was like, what? I don't know how he got so, he was in the back. And anybody know anything about my dad? He walked heavy. So all I heard was, and he said, what did you say? And I said, huh? But see, that was the fear. You know, sometimes there's when it comes to rearing kids, there's something good about that fear. We get away from that. Oh, we don't want them to be scared. Listen, I was like, I better line up. Because this dude is serious. You know, and really, that's what we need. We needed the structure. We needed their foundation. And he was laying that foundation for us. You know, and he was like, I get it now. He was like, Washington's, don't do that. But he was laying the foundation because later on, you know, Washington was a family name and still is, but the spiritual name is Yeshua. And listen, Yeshua's, don't do that. Y'all better grab hold of this. Y'all better grab hold of this. I'm gonna say this one more time. Your family name is now Yeshua, and that family name keeps you grounded as to what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to act and what you're supposed to be trying to achieve. And we've lost sight of those things. And so just for the next few minutes, you're like, how many more minutes? It's just a few. Go to Exodus, the third chapter, the 13th verse. And when we look at that, and if you Hebrew scholars for Exodus, it's what? Shmo. So it says, and Moshe said unto Yahweh, and listen, let me put this in context. He's talking to the children of Israel who has some situations. Or can I say situations? Who has situations? Stuff you go through and all of that, right? And so these children were going through situations, but this is the thing. When you use the terminology children, there's a father somewhere, right? And so it says, and Moshe said unto Yahweh, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me, and they shall say to me, what is his name? Wow. What shall I say unto them? And the 14th verse says, and Yahweh said unto Moshe, I am that I am. Now. Translated, he really told Moses, we translated in the Hebrew, Eye Asher Eye. So when your children, Moses was saying, when your children ask me, you know, I'm telling them what to do, and you know, you're the father, who am I supposed to say? Sent them. What is your name? Who do I say? And Yahweh answered, Eye Asher Eye. Throw up on the screen, if you will, Janaea, really quickly, what that means. Now, we know Yahweh's name is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, but the name of Yahweh, the meaning that Eye Asher Eye means that I will be whatever I will be. Not I am that I am. Translated, it actually means I will be whatever I will be. Whatever I will be, that I will be. Wow. So that means, so for whatever is needed, ha, whatever you are in need of, whatever needs to be manifested, whatever the situation is, I will be whatever I will be. And whatever I will be, that I will be. So basically he's saying, I'm going to be whatever is needed in whatever situation. Whatever you, if you need healing, I will be that. If you need deliverance, I will be that. If you need freedom, I will be that. I will be what I will be. Does anybody know what I'm talking about here? I will be whatever. So therefore, his name actually means, again, I get back. Some people say, the names don't make any difference. God, my, how could you say that? There are many gods out there, little g. But you serve the only true and living God. And let's go to his name, Janaea, really quick. Yahweh is from the right to the left. And of the far right, that's how the Hebrews read from the right to the left. And that's a yod, hey, vav. Hey, thanks for pointing that out, Steve. Yod, hey. Yod, hey. Vav, hey. Right? So this is where we get the YHVH. And then many have said, oh, well, you know, it should be a Y. And that's why, you know, they say Yahweh. But there is no Y sound. The sound is a Vav. So, to, for you who question, why do you say Yahweh? Because this is his name. Yod, He, Vav, He. That's the tetragrammaton. And so when Yahweh is saying, who sent me, in the constitution of his name is the Ayah, Asher, Ayah. And the meaning of Yod, He, Vav, He is I will be whatever. I will be. And whatever I will be, I will be. Whoa. Come on. I will be whatever I will be. And whatever I will be, I will be. So who sent you? What do you need? Well, who's the name of this into? What is it that you want? Well, who sent you? What is it that you need manifested? Whatever it is, I will be whatever is needed. I will be what I will be, and whatever it is you need, I will be that. Does anybody need anything today? Does anybody need anything today? Well, whatever that is, you find it in the Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. You find it in Yahweh. You find it in the Asher, Ayah, Asher. So that is why he can be the all-sufficient God. You serve a God that goes deeper than just G-O-D. My God ain't G-O-D. My God is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. He can do anything. That's what that means. He can do anything. And I need some fathers out here that believes that he can do anything. You're not sure how to be a father? That is what everything is built on. That is the foundation. That is what you relate to. That is your example. That is your blueprint. And so he's telling them, listen, y'all in a situation, you in bondage. What you need? You need freedom, I'm freedom. And so in the 15th verse, he says, and Yahweh said moreover unto Moshe, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers. Get what he's painting here. You're in a situation. This was what happened from Adam all the way to Moshe, or Moses, there was nothing written yet. Let me say that again. From Adam, or Adam, to Moshe, Moses, there hadn't been anything written yet. So they were living off of the stories and the traditions to try to hold their belief system together. But what happened is that since they didn't have anything solid, they didn't have anything etched in stone yet, they began to forget about their foundation and where they came from, who they belonged to. And so Yahweh was saying to them, in case you have forgotten, children, I am the father of your generations. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac, Yitzhak. I'm the God of Jacob, Yaakov, and have sent me unto you. I was faithful to them. And because I'm a faithful God, I'm faithful to the generations. So if I was faithful to them as their father, I'm going to be faithful to you as your father. Let me introduce myself. And whatever I was to them, I am to you now. And you need to know my name. So this is my name. And my name is going to be this forever. And this is my memorial unto all. God, Yahweh, he thinks forward. He's a forward God. He's always in constant moving. So he's thinking, us, we're thinking about the here and now. He's thinking about the generations. He's already planning for your future generations. He's already making situations available to them already right now. The problem with us is that fathers, you're not in touch with what's to come. You should be thinking like Yahweh thinks generationally. You should be trying to provide a foundation for your family that's going to live for generations. Guess what? If he's faithful to you right now, Yahweh promised he'll be faithful to your children and their children and their children. And if we start thinking like that, maybe we'll start to see our generations being kept instead of lost by the enemy. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing our generations falling. They don't know where they belong to. Where does that come from? It comes from you. You are supposed to be the foundation. And mothers, I ain't leaving you out. You the glue. Hey, where my glue at? Hey, where's the foundation at? This thing works together. And this is why we're seeing our kids all over the place. That's why when you see prom pictures now, it's the dude that's wearing the dress and it's the girl that's wearing the suit. And you shaking your head. Oh, what's wrong with that? We got rappers. I remember when rappers used to be hard. Rappers were gangsters. And listen, I'm not glorifying that. I'm just saying, you know, they came. Now we got rappers that. Y'all know what they're doing out there now. The best y'all got is Drake and Kanye. But I'm saying you're seeing the deterioration of the foundations. Saints, we need to get our foundation back. We need to be that glue and that foundation that's needed in these last days. We need a God that's faithful. We have him. But where is our faithfulness to him? My God. And so, if you please go to Psalms. 115. And if you are a Hebrew scholar, yes, sir. Say this, Yahweh is a generational God. He cares about your children and your children's children and them that are far off. That's what he cares about. That's where he's moving towards. Unfortunately, we're just thinking in this short term. We can't create a foundation that way. We can't create stability that way. We have to be who we're supposed to be now. We got fathers that ain't got their party out of themselves yet. The reason why they don't want to be faithful is they still want to mess around with 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 women. Man, that's hard. I don't care what you say. That's hard. That's lonely. That's stupid. Love the one you're with. Stay with the, create a foundation with the one you're with. Now, I'm so glad that me and my dad, we got this generational thing going. Hallelujah. You know, he had he was my spiritual father and my natural father, and he created that foundation for the home. But yet, you know, his dad, we all got somebody in the family. I can say this, he was a creator. His father created different families and stuff. And he'll tell you himself. And he says he was a what? Oh. Wow. He said his father was a gigolo. But see, this is the beauty of Yahweh. This is the beauty of Yahweh, see? Maybe you didn't have that spiritual generation foundation. I'm talking to the men now. But that's cool. Because see, what Apostle did is he became the Abraham for our family. So if you didn't have a dad that did the spiritual things, guess what, men? You can be the Abraham of your family. You can start this thing out right now. You can start the generational pattern. You can change the whole paradigm. And that's what Abraham did. That's what Abraham did. Yahweh said, get thee out of thy father's house and go ye out to the place where I've sent you. Well, that goes for you too. I don't know how to be a dad. My dad was a gigolo. My dad was a rolling stone. That's okay. Stop that mess now. You can be the Abraham. You can get thee out of thy father's situation. And you can go to the place where Yahweh has led you. Because guess what? We're depending on you to lay a solid foundation in Yahweh in the Ayah, Asher, Ayah. So that we can take our kids where they need to go. And their kids. I just have a daughter. Hallelujah. And I'm not trying to get her to preach. Hallelujah. But I'm laying a foundation for her so that she will stay in the admonition of what? Yahweh. And then when she's looking for a... I can't even say it. I can't even think. When she get to that point, she'll look for somebody that has that foundation. And yeah, is there any fathers that want that for their children? And so when we sit here in Psalms, O house of Aaron, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and shift, if you're not allowing the foundation of Yahweh to be your foundation for your family, you're not trusting. And he's saying, oh, house of Aaron, oh, you children, oh, you believers, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. 11th verse, ye that fear or reverence Yahweh, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. Why does he keep on and say, hey, does anybody need help? Yeah. Yahweh is your help. Does anybody need protection? Yeah. Yahweh is your shield. So they that reverence Yahweh and trust in him, he is their help and he is their shield. 12th verse. For Yahweh hath been, and this is what this touches my heart. Yahweh has been mindful of us. He's mindful of us. He's mindful of our generations. And he says, he will bless us. He will bless this house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. 13th verse. He will bless them that fear, reverence, fear him. Both what? Small and great. And 14. Yahweh shall increase you more and more. You and your children. This is what we're not seeing. We're not seeing our men trusting in the foundation of Yahweh. I don't know a man out there that don't need help. Right. Is there a man out there that don't need no help? We need help. We need protection. We need to bring our family up in the admonition of Yahweh. Without that, we are lost. Without that, you're not just lost, but your family is lost. Your children are lost. And this is what he's trying to tell us. We have got to change it. Next thing, last scripture. And go here. Can you take me there, Janelle? Is it there? Yeah. Proclaim ye this. Where are my men at?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me try that again. Where are my men at? We're talking about Yahweh. We're talking about foundation. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. I don't know about you, but there's a war going on out there. There's a competition for your kids. The enemy wants your kids. The enemy is trying to distract them. He's doing everything he can to take them off the path. That's why I'm so thankful about what happened today with Renice and Alfonso bringing their daughter to be dedicated. We gotta acknowledge that Yahweh has his hand in this. Yahweh is the one that we're trusting with our children. I can't be with my daughter 24/7. When I'm not there, when my wife is not there, my daughter is out there in the world by herself. Yeah, there are teachers and stuff there, but she's by herself. But now, because I've dedicated her, I know that she's not really, even though she's by herself, Yahweh got her. She's not alone. She may be by herself, but she's not alone. And he's able to lay his hands on her and shield her from all of those things. But for that to happen, I've got to acknowledge Yahweh as my foundation and my source. I have to live a life. If I mess up, I mess her up. If you mess up, you mess up your kids. And the problem has been, there hasn't been the men willing to step up. But what I saw here today is a group of men, an army of men that said, you know what? I'm here. I'm fighting for my family. I'm here. Yahweh is my foundation. I'm here. And I'm just asking, are there any men that are going to stand up with me and proclaim this? So say, prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of our war draw near. Let them come up. 10th verse. Beat your plowshares into swords. And your prune hooks into spears. See, what we're saying is we're preparing for battle. Whatever it is that we need to do in the spirit realm, we're going to do it for our families. We're going to do it for our children. We're going to do it for our generations. And if you're not sure about your strength, all you got to do is say this. Let the weak sound strong. Where are the mighty men? Thank you for these fathers, for these men. We thank you, Father, because you have empowered us. You told us that you are our foundation. Whatever we need, we find in you. What shall we call, tell our children about the God that we serve? What is his name? And we can say, Yahweh, Eyeh. Asher, hey, hey. He will be whatever he will be. And whatever he will be, he will be. Whatever it is that you need, he says he will be that. You're faithful to us. And because you're a faithful God, and we're faithful to you, you're going to be faithful for our generations and the next generation and the next generation and the next generation and the next generation, because you are Yahweh, Eyeh, Asher, Eyeh, hallelujah. Whatever it is that we need, if we need strength, that's who you are. If we need healing, that's who you are. If we need deliverance, that's who you are. If we need healing, that's who you are. If we need guidance and direction, that's who you are. So, Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We're praying right now, Father, for all these mighty men, Father, that you bless them, that you keep them, that you watch over them, that you strengthen them, that you minister to them, that you help them make decisions, give them the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, to make decisions and for their families and for the wives or the children, for the generations. We depend on you. Our trust is in you. Our faith is in you. So we thank you, Yahweh, and we praise you right now. We thank you for all these men and these families represented here, Father. We don't care what has happened in the past, Father, but rather we're moving forward in you. Yeah, we may have made mistakes before, but from this day forward, you are our foundation. You are our strength. We proclaim your name. We proclaim your name to the Gentiles, to the generations, to our children, to our families. We give you glory for this. In Yeshua's mighty, mighty name we pray. Aman and aman. Come on, let's give y'all a praise this morning. Yes. All right, we want to let you go. But really quickly, we want to ushers to come one more time. There are those that did not get a chance to give in the offering. Just raise your hand really quickly. Do not let this opportunity pass you by. Plant that seed. Maybe you did not get a chance to participate.